Blog Talk Radio.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Hi, you boys and girls. So welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America, a Party a book. We're going to kick off tonight's show with a campaign ad that has been paid for by the Putin for President Committee. Hi, I'm Vladimir Putin's campaign manager for President of the USA. Our campaign slogan is "Vote for Putin, he is less communist." And we will only steal half of what the other guy is stealing. And the opposition will say, "Putin will take our guns away and kill us." So will the other guy. The opposition will say, "A Putin is not a citizen." So neither is the other guy. The opposition will say a Putin is arming a terrorist, as so is the other guy. The opposition will say a Putin wears a cross. The other guy supports the double cross. The opposition will say a Putin will abandon us when the going gets tough. Hello, Benghazi! The opposition will say a Putin makes people disappear, leaving no witnesses. Hello, Benghazi! The opposition will say, Putin will never put a woman in power. Hello, Benghazi, what does it matter? And the opposition will say, Putin encourages women to have babies. Hello, Planned Slaughterhood. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. And New York, a super duper wakba. We got a couple of YouTube SEAL Team 6 and YouTube Save the Kids. Two videos you should see. And the third one, YouTube Flag Burners of Record. And you can see Matt McConnell as he voted with 40 Democrats 40 days before 9/11 to burn the flag. And they called it freedom of speech, comrade. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a radio show and book. You have to get the book. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. And let me see if I can find a nice tune for you. Should we go Brazilian? We'll go Brazilian. It's a 3-minute tune. And give me a chance to set up. Bambacaro!
Bambacaro!
convocado pra te devorar. Como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar.
Pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar.
Dança humildinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca. De olho no chibio da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu tô. É debaixo que eu vou ficar. Din, 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 din. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu tô. É debaixo que eu vou ficar. Só pra te olhar. Ai, 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 ai.
Tune because I had a flashback today about something that took place. We're talking about we're losing our country. I would have to say that the country is now 51% communist or 49% mainstream American. And beware of people who attack the right, because the right is not the right. The right is mainstream American, and in that position we are always right. We are God and country people. And we are for our country first, like Stephen Decatur said, my country, right or wrong, my country. And I got to tell you, the word American citizen isn't worth the paper it's written on today, because when you have five American citizens fighting jihad in Kenya, they are not American citizens. They are traitors, and the day they betrayed their oath of allegiance to the United States was the day they lost their citizenship. They may have a paper that says they're an American citizen, but dogs have papers, and it doesn't mean Shiite. So I'm reading a little blog here, and it says, Islam Muslim censored from newspaper reports. I watched this slaughter that took place by Muslims, and I don't know the difference between a good Muslim and a bad Muslim. I think a Muslim that kills Christians is a bad Muslim. And what would be a good Muslim? A Kuwaiti who saved an American when Saddam came in looking for Americans. That would be a good Muslim. And in case anybody's got short memories, but you know what? It's the It's the communist who plays the Muslim card. It's the white American communist who plays the Muslim card. We can't aggravate 1 billion Muslims. Well, I got news for you. There's over 1 billion Chinese. There's over 1 billion Catholics. There's a lot of people on this planet other than Muslims. So don't threaten me with 1 billion Muslims. We got 300 million Americans, and we got nukes. And the kill ratio is at a minimum 10 to 1. At a minimum. It could be 1,000,000 to 1. So you think about that before you communists betray this country playing the Muslim card, like you played the race card, like you played the homophobe card. Like you play every card in the deck. And before you play the race card, let me tell you one thing. Racism comes in different colors. It is not only white. There are blacks who do not like blacks. You want an example? Caribbean people do not think that American Negroes are as good as they are. They won't tell you that, but have a cup of coffee someday and read their hearts. There are Egyptians who hate other Egyptians. They are Saidi people, and they mock them and make fun of them. All over the world, there is racism. The Russians despise the Chechens. The Chechens despise the Russians. The French despise everybody. And they pretend not to understand English when I go there. Yeah, bonjour, monsieur. There's racism in every race. Puerto Ricans do not like Colombians. Brazilians do not like Argentinians and vice versa. Puerto Ricans do not like Cubans. So don't play the race card on me. You've got a lot of other races you can pick from. So I just wanted to wake up America. The whole world is laughing at us. We're looking like a bunch of fools. We're being played by the Communist Party, which used to be the Democrat Party, but it's now the Communist Party. People are afraid to say the word communist. They can't say it. Left-wingers, progressives, liberals, communists, man, say it. Communist. And you'll be labeled a McCarthyite. Well, whoever labels you a McCarthyite, ask them what they know about Joe McCarthy. They know nothing except what their communist professor spouted to them in a 10-second Praise Castro session. And did you see Jesse Waters? Is that his first name, Jesse? Jesse Waters ambushed the instigator of the attack on General Petraeus by the City College communists. Did you see the professor? Yeah, he was. Waters ambushed him and exposed him. And you know what? The guy goes to work looking like Lenin, and he's got communists written all over him. He oozes. He oozes communism. So that's what we're up against, and we don't know it. We're all being played. Whites are being played. Blacks are being played. American Indians. They try to get to the American Indians and get them all riled up, but they can't. You know why? American Indians are the most patriotic Americans in the country, as is many Mexicans who serve in the U.S. Marine Corps. Those who divide us will destroy us. And never forget, the only reason we're alive today is we used to be the U.S. of A. Now we're the useless of A. You got 26-year-old insurees living in the basement smoking legalized weed that's soon to be taxed by the government that hooked them. Your government is your biggest enemy. Your government is too big. You could do away with 80% of the government and you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't feel it. And two agencies I'd close tomorrow are the IRS and the State Department. Because the State Department doesn't work for the United States. They're nothing but a bunch of cover-up artists, liars, and bad negotiators. So I'm going to give you the Whiffenpoof song. by Louis Armstrong.
From the table up at Woodland to the place where Dizzy dwells, in the bibs and the funny hats they love so well, all the boppers are assembled, and when they're really high, they constitute a weird personnel. All the riffs these cats are playing are crazy, cool, and gone like this. Ooly-oo, Scooby-Goo, Ooby-Dooby-Dooby, Ooba-Bee-Doppin' like that. So let them beat their brains out till their flatted fifths are gone, and they'll pass and be forgotten like the rest. Yes, they're poor little cats who have lost their way. Ba 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 ba. They're little lost sheep who have gone astray. Ba 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 ba.
Dixieland.
But every wrong note that they play is a gem. So Lord have mercy on every one of them, for they Bye-bye.
How you doing? I'm just looking at an article here. It says that Obama went to Kenya in 2006 and campaigned for his Muslim terrorist cousin. And don't you remember? Most of America, I'm taking this from WorldNet Daily, I think. Let me see if I don't want to quote the wrong people here. No, this is Clash Daily with Doug Giles. That's the guy's name who did the article. Donald Joy did the article. Don't you remember? Most of America, of course, doesn't. Americans remember nothing after 2 weeks. That's why you'll always notice that when the communists form their Roman cohorts of attack on the party platform, they bring the front line up. The front line commits verbal atrocities and falls back to row two. Row two moves up to the front line. Dick Durbin will come up to the front line and he will say, the Marine Corps are murderers, rapists, baby killers, and terrorists. And then he'll fall back. You won't see him for 2 weeks. They freshen him up. They give him a new coat of communist paint. And then they bring him back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, Chuck Schumer stands up and he takes the next bow. And that's how they work. They never use the same person to attack twice. So, having said that, the mainstream media never told the masses. They were too busy fawning over the fraud who wound up being awarded the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize. The communists will tell you everything is better in Europe. The Europeans have all the answers. The Europeans would have no answers today if we didn't go there and save them from annihilation. Yes, we saved them all, including the UK, who betrayed Winston Churchill. They went communist right after Churchill won the war. And they've been a labor in labor since then. Sick irony that as the smoke clears and the body count mounts, from an appalling Islamic terrorist attack. And here's another one. They're afraid to say the word Muslim. You can't say Muslim, but they'll threaten you with, if you offend Islam, you're going to be up against a billion Muslims. And they'll also tell you that it's only a handful of Muslims that have hijacked a peaceful religion. Well, how many is a handful? Oh, about 900,000. Yeah. 900 million, I'm sorry. Yeah. Listen, there are good Muslims. I know a guy. Sikalani, that is, the smoke clears and the body count mounts from the appalling Islamic terrorist attack. In 11 countries, Christians are under attack by the Islamic sword. That is not Muslim terrorism. That is conversion. There's a big difference when, you know, if you don't convert, then they have to cut your head off. They have no choice. It's part of their religious obligation. As the smoke clears and the body count mounts from the appalling Islamic, and you notice that all of these Africans, Rwanda, you got Bill Clinton talking about how to run a country, and he let 970,000 Rwandans get murdered, get butchered. Remember the Tutu and the Hutu and the Tutsis? And the Tutsis killed the president of the country, and then they went and they hacked to death 970,000 Rwandans? Yeah, how's that? And where did they all die? They all went to Christ Church. All of those poor victims, and they went into the churches for sanctuary, and they got no sanctuary. There were slaughter pens. And Bill Clinton said it's not genocide. It has to be a million to be genocide, and they were 30,000 short. And he sent his secretary of the UN to say that. How's that? How's that for bait and switch, passing the buck? If Harry Truman was alive today, he would beat Clinton to death and Obama to death with his Buck Stops Here placard. Yeah. Obama traveled to Kenya and illegally used his office in violation of the Logan Act to campaign for his cousin of the Luo tribe, Raila Odinga, who was running for president there. Odinga wound up officially losing the 2007 election, but he and his socialist Islamic, oh, by the way, speaking of Islamic socialists, you know that Ayman al-Zawahiri was trained in the Soviet Union. You know he was trained by the communists, right? You know that, right? That it was the number two man who's now the number one man, even though he looks like a number two man. And he should have been taken out long before Obama gave bin Laden 4 months to escape. And Bush was wrong, and the Bush administration was wrong to say Obama wasn't a threat. Al-Qaeda was the threat. Bush should have come riding out of the Hindu Kush on his bicycle with Osama draped over the handlebars, wearing a cowboy hat. But he didn't do it. And so, therefore, he bungled. And I'm a big Bush fan, but there are certain things that I don't tolerate. I will call him to his attention. He had the greatest opportunity to disarm Iran. He blew it. 27 days after the first tank battalion came out of a desert storm cloud and made a right turn into Saddam's palace, the Iranians were buying Pampers for the entire parliament. Yeah, they were pooping their pants. And when they saw that Uday and Qusay were on display at the airport, they said to Ahmadinejad, said to Khomeini, hey, you know, that could be us there. You know, they're only a half hour away from Tehran. You know, if they keep on rolling like they are, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to have to get a new national anthem. Yeah. And if you get a map out and you go back to the time that Bush went into Iraq, I can guarantee you, you look at Iran in a big circle, we were in every country that surrounded Iran. we were in every country, and we were a half hour away from Ahmadinejad's house from Iraq. And they would have negotiated because they thought they were next. But now Obama has given them new hope, and they're working, and now they're worried that Obama is going to give them cash. He's going to lend them money like he did to Brazil to do all the drilling while he spied on the president of Brazil, who's very upset, and went to the UN there to say Obama is listening on her phone calls. Well, maybe we got good reason to listen to Brazil's phone calls. Who knows? I mean, we should be listening to all the Venezuelan phone calls now that the Taliban is building missile sites down there, pointed at the USA. Oh, that could never happen. No, never happens. Happens all the time, my friend. In the end, the presidential election winner and his party caved into the relentless campaign of Odinga's Muslim terrorist, which has enjoyed the tacit stamp of approval from the American official who had, don't forget, given the keynote address at the 2004 Democratic National Convention, Senator Barack Obama. If you got an abortion kid that's still alive, President Obama will tell you it's all right. You're doing God's work if you leave that kid to struggle by the hospital sink. How's that? Huh? How would you like to be a woman that's going to an abortion clinic and you stop into a firehouse and you tell all the guys that are having coffee that you're going to have an abortion? What do you think they would say to you? What do you think they would say to you? Hi, you're saving lives and I'm taking one. It's a woman's choice. It sure is not. Oh, God, someday the Nuremberg trials are going to play over and there's going to be a lot of Americans sitting in the boxes. In order to quell, it might be in heaven and you may not suffer justice in this lifetime. But let me tell you, if the U.S. government can get O.J. Simpson, can forgive him for committing murder, but convict him for 33 years for stealing baseball cards, there is nothing that could be fairer in this world. Unbelievable. 33 years for stealing baseball cards, but he walked away from a murder charge. And we all know he did it. Come on, tell the truth. Shame the devil. In order to quell the jihad violence, a power-sharing agreement was brokered with Odinga's terrorist faction. Appeasing Islamic intimidation, Odinga was given the title of prime minister, and another key part of the deal was that Islamic Sharia law would be observed and enforced in all Muslim-declared regions, which means that a 35-year-old man can marry an 8-year-old girl and go on the honeymoon right away. Along with Islam being officially declared the supreme religion, and Christianity is under attack, and you don't see the FBI director sending anybody to protect the churches. But if somebody should fart in a mosque, there'll be two agents at the door in 10 minutes. In order to quell the jihad violence, a power-sharing agreement was brokered. You have to go to websites such as WorldNet Daily, Atlas Shrugs, and Front Page Mag to get the lowdown. And you have to listen to Dr. Jerome Corsi report his findings from his 2008 trip to Kenya, where he was arrested and jailed and then furtively deported for trying to get the truth out. How's that grab you? Yes. And you know who else is trying to get the truth out, but he's under hospital arrest? The only survivor of the attack on the rooftops in Benghazi, who they say has been recovering from bullet wounds for a year, and they keep moving him around from hospital to hospital, and they give him lie detector tests every day to make sure he hasn't talked to anybody. And they change his name as they change the hospital, and I hear they're looking for hospitals with a high percentage of staph infections. Yeah, The Benghazi cover-up is the biggest disgrace in the history of the United States. Bad enough we had a draft-dodging president for 8 years that made, what, $179 million in office? Yeah, bad enough. Well, he was slick. He was what the people wanted. Yeah, and 911 was what the people wanted too, right? Yeah, we're in trouble. We've lost our country, and I don't think we're getting it back. Unless you got a guy like Ted Cruz that'll stand up for 20 hours and tell the truth. I hope that Cruz gets a lot of kudos for what he did, because what he did was he reminded America that there are a few people left that could make a difference. And as far as the politicians go, one term per termite is my slogan. You do your 4 or 6 years and you get out. They're talking today on Fox about Frank Lautenberg's widow, how she's going to get a nice pension for being married to Senator Lautenberg, who's worth $60 million on his own, not counting his government bennies. Yeah, popping a few bennies. Yeah, I'd say he became a senator as a hobby. According to WorldNet Daily, McCarthy's book, The Grand Jihad, this is a former top prosecutor of terrorism cases, including the American embassy bombing in Nairobi. Remember the embassy? That's in Kenya too, isn't it? And the one in Tanzania? And all those blacks, it was like 200 blacks got killed on the Kenyan embassy. I think 500 in Tanzania. Yeah, but they don't count. It's only the ambassador that counts. Well, they got the ambassador too in Banzai, Libya, Benghazi. And what does it matter how they died? Whether it was a couple of students out for a walk. Yeah, it was a couple of students out for a walk with a mortar platoon. Yeah, according to WorldNet Daily, Andrew McCarthy has written extensively on Obama's illegal 2006 activities in Kenya. And he took a trip to Africa. He took an aircraft carrier out of commission. And speaking of aircraft carriers out of commission, I might be wrong about this, but I thought I read that last Christmas there were 5 American aircraft carriers tied up in Virginia. I guess at Portsmouth Naval Yard. Check that out. If that's true, man, it's Pearl Harbor time all over again. And I hope I'm wrong about it. But, my God, how stupid are we? We are concentrated too much in Virginia anyway. And they pulled out the USS Normandy from Staten Island. They built a beautiful base here. And all the people moved into a low-income area to help develop, an economically deprived area. And they started opening stores because they anticipated that the Navy would have a home port in Stapleton. And Chuck Schumer voted it out of New York and sent it back to Virginia. And then 911 happened, and a guy told me that ship, the Normandy, had a radar sweep of 450 miles and could have shot down the plane. One, if not the first one, the second one. And that USS Normandy, I think, is a sister ship to the USS Vincennes, who was in the Persian Gulf and shot down an Iranian passenger liner for approaching an aircraft carrier. And they said, look what these gun-crazy Americans have done. They've shot down an innocent passenger liner. How do you know it was innocent? How do you know the pilot wasn't saying Allahu Akbar? How do you know that? How can you prove it? How can you prove there was a plan called Operation Bojinka to take out eight American planes flying the Pacific so that they would explode over the ocean and nobody would be able to find them? Yeah. And one of the bombers that got on board was dressed as a Catholic priest because Filipinos respect Catholic priests. And I saw the video of the guy who did the shooting at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. There was no guard at the door. They show him walking in into the building. Nobody looked at him. There was nobody there to check his credentials. And he got inside the building, and they show him loading a sawed-off shotgun, a short-handled shotgun, inside the building, wide open. And that's what the Americans are, wide open. We are more vulnerable today than ever before in the history of the country. Obama has lost the Middle East and has disarmed, and he's trying to disarm the United States. He is a threat to the country. And the best you can do is neutralize him and impeach him. Or you can wait until you bury your children. Because bad news is coming our way. And you know what? I give the new World Trade Center 7 years, and it's coming down. And you think about that, and ask. And if you think I'm wrong, ask yourself why you're taking your shoes off at the airport. We never had to do that. The last time we played duck and cover was in the 50s when I was in grammar school. And I think we did it once. Now, kids starting their first year of kindergarten are taking Spanish, and they're having a lockdown drill. We never had a lockdown drill. Never. I've been on this planet a long time. We never had a lockdown drill. So, you tell me, how safe are we today? Do you know that there are politicians that have speeches by the number? What we got hit today? Give me 24. We'll get those terrorists' speech. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We sent all the wrong people to Washington. I say, if you elect a congressman or a senator to Washington, you should send them wearing a pirate costume, and when they show up in the Senate and the House, they should all be wearing pirate costumes, because all they're doing is looting the Treasury. They're buying votes with your tax money, which tells you and me they don't need that tax money. They're just wasting your tax money, and they're going to waste more tomorrow. I got a bill from AT&T for $7.95. That's my service charge for the month. You know how much the taxes are? $8.71. What is that? Over 100%? We're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Houses are underwater. People are underwater. And all you get are speeches. Obama gives more speeches than Fidel Castro. I'm thinking of starting to watch Fidel Castro speeches, because I'll spend less time. So, according to WorldNet Daily, McCarthy's book, The Grand Jihad, How Islam and the Left Sabotage America, Jimmy from Brooklyn says that inside the Muslim glove is a communist hand, that they have been hijacked, they have been duped. And it describes how Obama sent 6 days barnstorming the Kenyan countryside in support of Raila Odinga, the Soviet Luo, who has been seeking the presidency, appearing with Odinga at campaign stops. And Obama gave a speech. He's a community organizer. You know, community and the word communist are very close. And let's see what else it says. Leaving the masses, he accused the sitting Kenyan president of being corrupt and oppressive, leaving the masses in poverty. I got to say one thing about the black community. They are loyal to a fault, to a fellow black. And you know what? That's no difference. If they voted for Obama, and that's no difference than the Catholics and the Irishmen who voted for Kennedy, John Kennedy. There's no difference. We have our preferences. Right or wrong, we have our preferences. And loyalty is to be admired, but the man you elect must also be loyal to you. And if he sells you out, that's not good. Obama gave speeches leaving the masses in poverty. I can't help but notice the connection between Obama throwing the weight of his U.S. Senate office behind the campaign of terrorist jihad. There's a couple of sayings that Obama has given. That's one thing about him. He doesn't hide what he means. He says it. He blurts it out. And one of them is, when the going gets tough, I'm going with the Muslims. He didn't say those words. I'm just phrasing it as I heard it. And the other one is, we're going to have a military bigger than the U.S. military. These two phrases bother me a lot. And there's a little voice in my head that keeps repeating them every time an incident comes up that ties to it. Like wanting to seize guns and sending John Kerry to the UN, one of the biggest traitors in American history that was ever presented to the American people by the people of Massachusetts, who just love traitors. They must all go to Paul Revere's grave and spit on it every 10 days. The home of liberty has become the home of betrayal. It is really sad. If you go to www.captainsblog.us, you will see John Kerry in all his splendor, sitting in front of a Vietnamese flag, North Vietnamese, betraying his fellow soldiers. I think that's the greatest betrayal you can ever do. Charlie Rangel fought with the troops in Korea, black troops in Korea, and he voted to burn the flag that they were buried under. And Charlie Rangel is loved and gets voted. He could OJ somebody tomorrow, and he would still win re-election. And the eventual massive terrorist ghastliness taking place in Kenya and now around the globe. Obama has lost Libya. Obama has lost Iraq. Obama has lost Egypt. Okay? And I'll tell you the reason why. Bush had a lot of crap dumped in his lap, and he thought he was going to have a good old Clinton time. Partying, making speeches to kids in classrooms, and everything was going to be hunky-dory, and a guy whispered in his ear, "Mr. President, we're Phuket." And 5 minutes later, he went back to him and whispered in his ear, "We are Phuket twice." And then he said, "We're Phuket three times. We've got planes in New York that are burning buildings, and we got a plane in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, that was supposed to take out the Congress. And we're on the run, Mr. President." And all the Democrats could say was, "What did Bush know, and when did he know it, like he planned it?" But the Democrats are the masters. Well, I say the Democrats. I call them demo commos and demoncrats. But now they have risen to the highest office in the land, the Communist Party. They are the Communist Party. They have no God. They kicked them out at the last convention. They support child murder. They support legalized drugs for tax money. They want to get you hooked so they can tax you. And they vote to burn the flag. How many other examples of the communist takedown do you need? I can't help but notice the connection between Obama throwing the weight of the U.S. Senate office and all these guys that go on these, an aircraft carrier that go on safari. Are you kidding me? $100 million, and we've got mothers married to guys that are fighting overseas that have to go to the PX commissary and put a couple of cans of food back on the shelf because they're out of cash. You tell me. You know what I say about that? I say the combat death benefit in the United States for an American serviceman should be $5 million. I say that the wounded, any wound, should be $1 million. And I guarantee you the next time the Democrats vote, commit the troops and leave them to die, they will say, we can't afford it. We can't afford it. It's cheaper to send JDAMs. A JDAM is $600,000. You think they're going to send a $5 million warrior to give up his life when they can do it with a drone or a JDAM? They're saying, here's a guy that responded to that article about Obama in 2006 voting for the communist Muslims. Great article, Donald. U.S. Air Force retired vet myself. I don't see why Obama can't be brought up on charges that he violated the Logan Act. After all, he is a government office holder, and just like the ex-military, should be held accountable. If they broke the law while serving their country, in his case, self-servicing, like Krakow said, one more piece in the big picture. Sorry, I can't connectively use the title of president with that guy's name. I'd puke in my mouth. And that's how one American serviceman feels. And the guy responded, because whoever tries to get the ball rolling will be suicided. And yes, it's that simple. Right. Then you think of ways to defeat a much stronger enemy. Strength can be a weakness, and a relative weakness can be used as a strength. All military guys here knows how it's done. You said it for me. POTUS works for now, whoever now is, I don't know. Obama can't be touched because our Congress is the ones who would have to do it. Out of 544 members of both Congress and the Senate, I'm guessing that less than 10% are not property of the families that own the Federal Reserve Bank. Never forget, they're not federal, they have no reserve, but they are a bank. Obama's not smart enough to destroy America by himself. Follow the money, always follow the money. Another good reason to pay $5 million for a combat zone death benefit, and $1 million for every wound, for every limb, for every vital organ that is lost. It is sad that our country is being taken down. A lot of brainwashing going on, and it's been going on for 40 years. Hollywood and the media, they're all in the brainwashing game. I was watching Jack Nicholson, who was a fine performing artist, and Tom Cruise, who I like, in that movie A Few Good Men, where a Latino soldier named Santiago was, what did they call it, redlined, or something like that, code red, and he was murdered, and it was a great movie, and it was a great lawyer-client relationship. They had a dumb southerner who played a Marine. They had a black man who was trying to make something of himself, and he was only following orders. And it was typical communist anti-American propaganda. And I got to tell you, I'm guessing the size of the Marine Corps, but I don't think it's more than 250,000 men. And man, they're called on to do a lot of heavy-duty work. They went into Fallujah, and halfway through the battle, taken many casualties. The State Department decided they were going to negotiate while these guys were fighting, so they told them to cease, desist, and retreat, and to come out to the outskirts of Fallujah. And then the State Department, who can't negotiate a fart in the wind, lost the negotiations with the Al-Qaeda, and they had to send the Marines back in to take the city, with more casualties. And one Marine had just lost two buddies, and he was in the next house heading towards victory, and there was a twitching Al-Qaeda laying on the floor in a with his back against the wall, and the Marine finished him off. And there was a cameraman who worked for NBC, which I call Marine Killing NBC, who filmed the Marine finishing him off. And then NBC ran a big show about how bloodthirsty the Marines are. And Chris Matthews led the crusade. Chris Matthews, who dodged the draft during Vietnam and was and joined the Peace Corps, where a lot of draft dodgers hid out, and he was decorated by Jimmy Carter for his guacamole dip. And here he was selling out a Marine, and he brought on an Army Congressional Medal winner to finish off the Marine, a colonel named Jacobson, and who agreed with Matthews. He said, "This kid is jazzed up." Jazzed up, that's what they charged him with, being jazzed up. He just lost two buddies. He wanted to go home. He wanted to go home in one piece. He wasn't taking any chances. And he was jazzed up. And that's why America fights with one hand tied behind their back while guys like Chris Matthews sells out and Dick Durbin sells out the Marine Corps. That's why I call NBC nothing but communists and Marine Killing NBC. The media is bad news. The media is the fifth column in the United States, and they intend to destroy this country and rebuild it to the way they like it, and you will have no rights at that time. You will be made to disappear like a witness to Benghazi. I'm going to give you, we got 8 minutes left. How do you like that? I'm going to give you, this is for all the people that get bad news and get the shaft and they're feeling down. I'm going to cheer you up with a guy who lost his whole family in a fire. And his name is Roy Orbison. So when you're feeling down, I think of Roy and how he put his pain in all his music. On those blogs that I was reading, a lot of guys are plugging Dr. Carson and Alan West. And I'd like to see Newt Gingrich run for the Senate, and I'd like to see Sarah Palin run for the Senate. and I'd like to see this country stop being played by the communists and come together and stand as Americans first, and then we can sort out our differences like a family fight. And until we do come together, we're going to be nothing but a second-rate nation. And you can see we're not making any progress. We're no longer in space. We no longer, and God damn the people that talk about blood and treasure. Beware of anybody that talks about blood and treasure, because they're talking about spending your blood and your tax treasure. Beware of those politicians. So, I've got 4 minutes left. Yeah, blood and treasure are two terms that the Democrats use a lot. And another term that they use a lot is firing bow shots. We fired a shot across their bow. Yeah. Oh, and the other one that they do is we're the greatest military force on the face of the earth. Well, you keep saying that, and one day some guy with a boot on your neck is going to make you eat those words before he dispatches you to paradise. So, having said that, beware of those people because they have no skin in the game and they don't intend to lose any. We need guys like, what was that, the football player's name? Oh, the one that gave up an $11 million a year contract to avenge 911 and the lefties, the commies, Demo Camos, called him a jerk. And he was killed in a friendly fire incident. Yes, and I think it was McChrystal wanted to give him, covered up the incident, not to protect the military, but to protect his family and to let them have good memories. But of course, you know, the left, anytime they can destroy the military, they will. So I'm going to give you what's going to happen to the left one of these days. It's my prediction, and it's called a goody goody. Have a nice night. What happened to goody goody? Frankie Lyman, who was one of the first drug casualties of the war on drugs, which we lost a long time ago. He probably passed away in the 60s, or maybe late 50s, and he was one of the first drug casualties. And I'll bet you there are more drug rehab facilities and more abortion clinics than all the churches in the country. And that's where you belong. You can never get too much church. And you can get to talk to the man, and he listens. So sometimes you don't think he's listening, but he listens. And there are people that are carrying crosses. And he knows they're carrying crosses. And he's watching out for them. And just remember this. After this life is over, we all get to be with the ones we love. And we get new bodies. Have a nice night.